Missouri Nat, the National Weather Service says a dense fog advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. for parts of western, northern, and northwestern Missouri. Kirksville, Moberly, Clinton, Warrensburg, Kansas City, Trenton, and St. Joseph are in the advisory area. Patchy dense fog could reduce visibilities to a quarter mile or less. A dense fog advisory is affecting parts of southern Missouri as well. Branson and West Plains could see dense fog this morning. The State Department of Corrections and Missouri Sheriff's Association do not see eye to eye about the release of convicted felons. Kevin Merritt, executive director of the Missouri Sheriff's Association, says he wants laws enforced and bad department policies to stop because prisoners are being released too soon. Since July of 2017, Missouri's prison population has declined by about 8,000 inmates. Department of Corrections Director Ann Preside says prison beds should be reserved for violent repeat offenders.
We were facing a crisis. We were looking at having to build two new prisons, and that would have cost the state about $500 million. That we don't have.
Preside says parole practices have not changed and are being carried out in accordance with the Missouri Constitution and state law. Legislation that would prohibit Missouri school districts from using seclusion rooms for anything other than the health and safety of students and teachers will go before the House Education Committee in Jefferson City today. St. Louis Democratic State Representative Ian Mackey told Capitol reporters that numerous school districts don't follow their own policies on the issue.
What I have seen over the last year has been nothing short of appalling. Tiny empty closets built and designed solely for the purpose of isolating small children.
Mackey's bill would limit restraints and seclusion to instances of immediate physical and safety threats. It would also require school districts to report all occurrences of restraint and seclusion to the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. The MERS Goodwill Adult High School in Columbia showed off its new facilities yesterday. Joining the other Excel centers in St. Louis, Springfield, and Poplar Bluff, adults over 21 can attend free to get their diploma and have free drop-in childcare. Mike Reynolds directs the Columbia School.
To see the students and the smiles on their face, lots of open mouths at how nice this is, and kudos to MERS Goodwill for being a partner for something that I think can grow, because we have 900 students enrolled in four schools. We have close to 500,000 people in the state of Missouri that don't have their diploma.
Mike Reynolds has been a principal in Glasgow, Missouri for 20 years. Cox College, a private institution in Springfield, has announced that it will soon open two satellite campuses. They'll be located on the campus of Cox Medical Center in Branson and Monette's Scott Regional Technical Center. The moves are an attempt to help with a nursing shortage in those areas. Following the expansion, Cox will be the second largest undergraduate nursing program in Missouri. This is news on Missouri Net.